With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Nova Scotia is returning to tighter COVID restrictions Friday as the new Omicron variant has reached the province and infection numbers climb. At Monday's update, Dr. Robert Strang says the restrictions will focus on masking, gathering limits, and physical distancing. Strang says he's been asked why, if our province has such high vaccination rates, public health is panicked.
There is no need to panic, but there is a need to be cautious. We don't know enough about this variant to wait and see what happens. We cannot take the risk of wider spread into more vulnerable groups like seniors and those who are immune compromised, and potentially putting a pressure on our healthcare system.
Beginning Friday, December 18th, the restrictions coming back into play will see indoor and outdoor informal gatherings limited to 20 people from the same household or consistent social group. 6 feet of physical distance is required indoors and outdoors, except among that household or consistent social group. Businesses can operate at the maximum capacity possible with physical distancing, and food and liquor licensed establishments must have physical distance between tables and a limit of 20 people per table. People must be seated to remove their mask for eating or drinking. Schools will implement a return to restrictions Tuesday as well. In addition to masks again being required when physical distancing cannot be maintained, school concerts are canceled, sports teams from different schools will no longer compete against each other, and classes can no longer mix with other classes in the same schools. The province reports 114 new cases of COVID-19 Monday. Public Health also announced rapid COVID tests are available in libraries across Nova Scotia. Anyone testing positive from a rapid test must self-isolate and book a PCR test to verify the result. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.